It's a very beautiful gospel passage we heard. Today, we need to understand the context. Every time when we read the scripture, not only scripture and everything, a text without context is a pretext. So we need to know the context. And today's context is Jesus is entering into Jerusalem in a very triumphant way after this Palm Sunday procession. And Jesus exercised his ministry by he was cleansing the temple area. People were selling, there were money changers. There's so many things, corruptions were happening in the name of religion. And many people were benefiting that. So in this context, they got really angry, irritated. They started asking this question. Who gave you this authority? What authority? What's your authority? You did all these things. Jesus knew the implications of this question. Basically, they want to trap him. We also need to know the devil is always trying to trap us. There can be intellectual traps, spiritual traps. In our daily life, in many ways, the devil comes to trap us so that we may not continue the good work which the Lord has designed for all of us to do. And Jesus knew that his hour has not yet come. He knew that he wanted to finish some more work. So here, Jesus coming with a wonderful, wise way, Jesus was not answering their question. Rather, he just asked a counter question. There are times we don't need to answer all the questions people ask. And we don't have answers for all the questions of today. There are times we have to be silent. There are times we need to be asked questions like how Jesus asked. For all these things, we need wisdom. That is why Matthew 10:16, that beautiful word of God says, we need to be prudent like a serpent, at the same time, innocent like a dove. So Jesus asked this question. Now, what do you say about John the Baptist? His life and message, was it divine or human? Or from God or man? And they already understood. If they answer, it's from God, then the next question, then why? You were not ready to accept him, his life and his message especially. Or if they say from human origin, they were afraid of the people. So they, in a way, it was a humiliation, they left. So Jesus had that wisdom to deal with that situation. And we are called to do that all the time. We need a lot of prayers in order to navigate till the last moment the Lord has planned for us. John 17:4, we have to glorify God by the work, finishing by the work that he has specially made for us. And also it is nice to know this, that particular word, authority. That also we see in the Bible. Mark 1:27, we see that people were really impressed because Jesus was not speaking like other Pharisees. His words always accompanied a great authority. Luke chapter 4, 32 also, we hear the same thing. Jesus spoke with authority. Now, where this authority comes? Authority has to come from God. God has to empower all of us in order to do the little mission, whatever the mission God has designed for us. But there can be a confusion here. Authority and authoritarian. So we are not called to become an authoritarian type of people. Wherever this authoritarian character comes, there is also abuse. But we have to exercise the authority with humility and purity of heart, with great love. And Jesus showed that example. So therefore, as we reflect today's gospel, we can think, we can specially pray for that grace to exercise whatever the mission the Lord has given to me with a humble heart, with a gentle heart. And also, we can also pray for the prudence in order to fulfill the mission the Lord has designed, entrusted all of us to do. Today also, all those who are celebrating their the marriage anniversary, the month of June. Anybody is here like celebrating the marriage anniversary this month? Oh, one, two. Would you like to stand, please? Yes. Thank you. How many years? Oh, very good. How about you? 16. Very good. Oh. This is great. Today, with all the community, give you a special blessing for the wonderful life, your commitment, your mission, and what you are doing for each other as a family, as a community. It's great, and we are very proud of you. Dear brothers, now, blessing of married couples, husband and wives, please bow your head for the blessing. May God the Eternal Father keep you of one heart in love for one another, that the peace of Christ may dwell in you and abide always in your home. Amen. May you be blessed in your children, have solace in your friends, and enjoy true peace with everyone. Amen. May you be witnesses in the world to God's charity, so that the afflicted and needy who have known your kindness may one day receive you thankfully into the eternal dwelling of God. Amen. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please be seated, and we'll be seated.